Hi, friends. It's your host, Jill. Welcome to Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up podcast. If you know me, you know that I have a heart to motivate and inspire people to live a life they truly love. On this podcast, I share stories of inspiration, stories of struggle, and everything really in between. But most importantly, I aim to provide you relatable content, tools, and some advice that will set you up for success to be the high achiever you were born to be. And ultimately, set you up to live a life that you were called to live. So with that, let's dive in and rise up. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. How are you all doing? How is the new year treating everyone? For me, it truly has been a killer start to the year. I noticed my fitness routine in 2022 was lacking just a bit. So I made a commitment to get back into the swing of that. And so I upped my alarm clock to join the 5 a.m. club of high achievers. So that's been going really well. And my church started the 21 days of prayer that started last week. So with a 5 a.m. workout followed by a 6 a.m. moment of worship and prayer time, let's just say January is really well. It's going really great. Not to mention the launch of my new book. I became a published author last week as well for my book, The Intuitive Goddess. It hit number one bestseller on Amazon in 4 different categories. Woo-hoo! Can I get an amen on that one? Very blessed. So I had mentioned on the previous episode that we are starting with season 2 right now of this podcast. And my hope is to bring you content that is relatable and ultimately what y'all want to hear. So I did a quick poll and a survey on social media. And out of the 4 topics that I had listed, elevating your influence and productivity habits and tools topped the chart. So let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's start on today's episode with the topic of elevating your influence. So the other day, I posted on social media about a dream I once had as a child. My dream was coming true. I was becoming a best-selling author. Or rather, at that time, I just said I was becoming an author. Little did I know that I was becoming a bestseller author. Cherry on top. But in that post, I took some time to reflect on my journey to become an author. And I noticed there were some key people and things that had happened to get me to that opportunity. And so as I reflect back on the key points I mentioned in that post, I really think the same points are true on the topic of elevating your influence. So let's dive in and just really explore what those are. So when you think about elevating your influence, what does that mean to you? Maybe to you, it's to be known as the expert in your field, or to be memorable, top of mind. Or maybe for you, it's to be someone who is known to bring value. Like everywhere you go, you're just always bringing value. Or does elevating your influence mean opening more opportunities, opening more connections for you? So think about that for a minute. Like, what does elevating your influence, what does that mean to you? For me, I would say it's all 4. When I think of elevating my influence, I want to be memorable. I want to bring value. I want to be the expert in my field. And then in return, I want to be open to new connections, new opportunities. So how do we achieve that? I've identified 4 ways to elevate your level of influence, starting with number 1. Number 1 is being willing to let go of your agenda. So most of my life, and especially in my corporate career, I definitely fell under the category of adds value. You could have spotted that easily if you were in my corporate office and saw the revolving door outside of my office. So my why in life is to contribute to the success of others. So it's apparently why I was the go-to person. I was the go-to person for all the questions and confirmations. I love to help people. So in order to do that, though, I had to let go of my agenda to help people. I had to put their agenda before mine. So when someone in the office was stuck with a problem, the common theme was, ask Jill. She'll know. Did I really know everything? Absolutely not. But I was willing to stop what I was doing to either answer it or be willing to find out. So I became memorable to my team members, to my vendors, to my clients for being someone they could definitely count on. A huge factor if you want to elevate your level of influence. Another thing I want to point out that in this hustle culture that we've just adapted, meaning this urge that we need to work harder and stronger and faster and living this life with the mentality of I'm too busy, that's never going to set you up for a state of influence. Unfortunately, you're going to be so busy just hustling your life away that you'll just hustle yourself right out of the best opportunity that could have increased your level of influence, could have opened doors for you to places you wouldn't have dreamed that you would be standing in right now. So sometimes it's better when you think about elevating your influence, sometimes just get out of that hustle mentality and just pause for a minute. Sometimes it's better to just take one step backwards so then you can take two steps forward. You can elevate your level of influence. Like picture it like you're climbing a rock wall, or if you're super adventurous, like a real mountain. Not me. I'll stick with the rock climbing wall. So at the rock climbing wall, you're climbing up, but sometimes you really have to take a step or two down, right? So that you can look up and reevaluate, realign where you want to go. And then you can start moving again. So my book opportunity that I had earlier, when I look back at all the steps that got me to where I am right now, it's because I had to realign my agenda. That was the first step. I realigned my agenda. So I had invited a friend to a networking. It was a breakfast event. And at the end of that breakfast event, she was like, hey, Jill, what are you doing for lunch? I'm like, well, I got this to do, and I got this, and I got that. And she was like, oh, okay. Well, what are you doing for lunch? So it was in that moment that I realized, okay, you know what? Everything that I just said that I have to do doesn't necessarily have to have a huge deadline to it. I can realign my day. And it made me realize the power of connections. And so I'm like, okay, I gotcha. Where are we going? So that brings me to step number two in our four ways to elevate your level of influence, which is embrace your circle of connections. Like your connections have connections. So by saying yes to that lunch and letting go of my agenda, I was now in a room full of amazing women. One who just happened to share a story, which then led me to sharing my story. And then to another girl who said, hey, I know a gal that might be good for you to know if you really want to write a book. Right? One person to another person to another person. So use your connections. But make sure when you're communicating with these connections that you're providing value to them and that your conversation is truly genuine and honest, which is number three. If you want to elevate your level of influence, you need to be open to being vulnerable. Be open to being vulnerable. So vulnerability takes courage. And leaders who embrace it are leaders with influence, 100%. So Brené Brown once said, vulnerability is having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage. Exposing a personal weakness is often a path for someone else to share their stories, to also be vulnerable. And this is the magic moment when relationships are their best. When people are put in a situation or a place where they openly know that they can be vulnerable and honest and real. If I were to go to my clients right now and ask them, why did you decide to hire me over any other coach? I'm sure you would receive, you would get the same feedback over and over and over again. It's because I'm honest. I'm vulnerable. I'm real. I share it like it is. One of my clients says, because you've been there, Jill. You've lived it. And you openly share your challenges in order to help me, in order to help whoever you coach. And that's so true. I want to I share so openly and vulnerable because I want to help you navigate your life easier, quicker. So another point on vulnerability is also just being okay, especially as a leader and person of influence, to be honest and open when you don't know the right answer or you don't know something. Like, I believe I have a good amount of knowledge, but I definitely don't know everything. So I simply say, you know what? That's a great question. And you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And then guess what? I go find out. If you want to elevate your level of influence, make sure you're staying true to that last part. You find out and you follow back up every single time. You're just adding more and more value. And then lastly, number four on elevating your influence is knowing that it's bigger than you. I absolutely hate the phrase self-made millionaire. Really? I don't think so. I'm sure you hired a coach. I'm sure you had a friend that scored you the seat next to your ideal client. You had some parent that invested a lot of money in your college or your business. Or how about this? The big man upstairs called God, where nothing is a surprise to him. He has your life mapped out and has been waiting for you to step into the life he has called you to so that you can elevate. You can go even further. You can make a bigger difference, make a bigger impact. Because when he's on your side and you give credit and glory to him, then he will continue to up-level your level of influence. Bigger than you could ever think, see, or imagine. So we have these connections. We have God. We have people in our life for a reason. And when we embrace them, when we bring value in other connections, in other people's life, they help navigate our life. It's a big old circle, right? We live life together. We do life together. We meet the right people at the right time. And then we trust in God. We know that he is working all things out on our behalf for good. All things work together for the good. And so you trust that. You know that it's bigger than you. You don't take the credit. You know and you support the people that have gotten you to where you are. And you tell them. Like, that's what the first thing I did. Veronica, thank you for inviting me to this networking event. If I would have said no, or if you wouldn't even invited me, I wouldn't have been sitting right here next to this lady called Abby, who knew somebody, a publisher, that could help me with my book. You just never know, right? And so honor your connections, bring value to them, let them know that you appreciate them. And in return, that comes full circle. It shows that you care. It shows that you have their trust. So those are the four steps to start elevating your level of influence. So one, be willing to let go of your agenda. Two, embrace your circle of connections. Three, be open to being vulnerable. And four, know that this is bigger than you. So I hope you start putting one or all of these steps into action this week. And if you enjoyed this episode, please, please let me know. Reach out or leave a written review or star rating. I absolutely love hearing your feedback and comments. Lastly, I know I mentioned my book a couple times on the podcast. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click the link in the show notes. It will provide a link to the digital copy of the Intuitive Goddess book. It's myself and 14 other co-authors sharing their personal story, transformation, how they stepped into their calling. Amazing stories, amazing testimonies. So you can grab your copy for 99 cents. digital Kindle version. I'll also have a link next week to purchase the hard copy. So make sure you're staying up to date on my social media. I'm very active on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'll be updating on when that link is available for purchase. Also, I wanted to mention, earlier I had mentioned the hustle culture, that busy hustle mentality. If that's you or anyone you know, where you have just been feeling completely disconnected, you're struggling to get everything done, you're overly burned out, perhaps you've even thought about quitting, but you just don't know what else you would do, reach out or pass my name if that's a friend that you know, because I've been there, y'all. And I absolutely knew it had to be better than this. And so I got determined to navigate through the stress, navigate out of that hustle mentality. And that's how I created the Abundant Achiever Lifestyle, my 6-step method to help you get more done in less time, get your freedom back, have a hard stop at 5 p.m. so that you can be connected with your family and your friends, and ultimately live a life that you love. So I am here to help you to rise up, to ditch the burnout mentality, and get your life back. And if you're ready to do that, I would love to help you. All right, friends, go out and make it a great day.
Okay, friends, that is it for today. If you like this episode, please give it a like and share it with a friend. To make sure you stay up to date and never miss an episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I love helping you rise up. Until next time, go out and make it a great day.